Hi, everyone. This is the Been There, Done That podcast with Angela Dunn Cartledge, and we're here with Blanca Rodriguez. And I'm so happy to be here today with you. Thank you for being here, Blanca. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Angela, for having me here today. What a joy and an honor to be part of this today.
Yay. I know that we have talked previously, so catch our audience up on what brought you to this podcast and this message. What is your grief story, if that makes sense to say it that way?
Yes, absolutely. I think the biggest mission that I have in life that brings me joy more than anything is to help others improve their quality of life, no matter what age we are. And I'm a true believer that the wound, all of our wounds are not our fault, but the healing is our responsibility, without a doubt. If I have had the capacity of healing, to continue healing, because our healing journey, it takes a lifetime to heal. And day by day, 1% better, doing things a little bit better, improving ourselves, changing our mindsets. It's really something very profound in my life that I have experienced ever since I was a little girl, with my story of loss, traumatic childhood, chronic untreated mental illnesses that I lived around at that time. It really paved the way to where I am now. And I picked up all of those pieces, all of the pieces of my broken soul, and understand that this is what a wounded healer does. That's why my website is all about wounded healer. Wounded healers, we are people that we pick up the pieces of whatever traumatic experiences we went through to help to, and these traumatic events really enables us to help others make it better for themselves. And in the process, we help ourselves as well. We help ourselves to help others understand that the triggers will always be there when we least expect it. We may think that it's like, oh, darn, I am good, I'm doing great today. And then all of a sudden something happens that it takes you back to a place where you used to be. But these things are part of the process. It's part of the healing journey. It's part of being mindful and exercising mindfulness when these things happen, and be able to manage them in a better way that I used to way back in the day, thankfully. And this is definitely a big mission of mine. And being here in this podcast is a huge part of that mission. And I cannot be more thankful for being here to being able to, because we all have a mission and it's bigger than ourselves. This is bigger than even who we are, and is to help others heal in some way or another.
I love the way you frame it as the wounded healer, because we're not coming at this as perfect healers. We're not saying, okay, the good news is that we know how to fix all of this. We're saying we've been there. We've done that. We've done the things that you're going through, and we just want to hold your hand and help the process for you so that you don't get as lost as maybe we did, or maybe somebody that we know did. That I love that, because it almost gives us permission to also be wounded and to come to the table anyway, and to be present and to try. And that to me is my biggest mission, is to just give people permission to try again, that they've taken that out of their equation because they're scared, or because they just don't have the mental capacity, or they don't have the physical capacity to do it, whatever that is, because of circumstances or because of what has happened. Yeah, I want to give them permission. I want to say, yes, but you can stand up. You can take that step. You can sit down at the table and we can have a conversation and work with it together.
Yes.
One of the fun, really cool sayings I've always heard is that a seed just can't stay a seed. It just, even though it is a painful transition to grow into a plant and to bust open,
exactly,
it has to do it. It's part of being a seed, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what was your first moment? What was the moment that you realized, and what did that, what was the catalyst that started that moment for you?
Definitely the catalyst that started my moment of looking forward to being better and improving my mindset was becoming a mother. Yes, definitely that was a turning point. My life was something entirely different before I was a mother, before I became a mother, and life drastically changed after I became a mother. And definitely, we plan and God laughs. I love that saying because it's so true. It's like, oh, I had so many things planned for myself before I had kids, but these plans were shallow. They were not full of intention. They didn't come from the deepest of my soul. These plans were temporary. They were part of the plan of throwing that untreated childhood trauma under the rug one more time and one more time and one more time until...
And maybe even buying more rugs to put on top to keep in place longer. It'll stay.
Yes, the bigger the rug, the better it was. And life became pretty redundant in my experience. Of course, I thought that I had it all figured out. That is the power or the setback of ignorance and denial, because I was in a world of total denial. I was functional and I was too comfortable being functional. When I had my son, it was time to get out of the comfort zone. It was time to face my fears. Am I going to comply with this huge responsibility that is much bigger than myself? Am I going to be able to comply to get out of my bubble, to get out of my pity party, to give out of my self-destructive patterns that I went into that comfort zone for so long? I didn't know any better, but it was time for change. And in many instances, I work in two rehab centers for drug addiction and alcohol abuse. I'm a licensed massage therapist there. I've been practicing massage therapy for 19 years. And this is the most important part of my career as a massage therapist, being able to help these patients, because the rooting of their addiction is not the addiction. I was there and I have done that. And I tell my patients, I wish I had this help that you're having, that you're getting right now. Take it with everything you are, because if you pick up these tools and actually use them, you will be better, you will do better, and change will follow.
Instead of buying the bigger rug, right?
Exactly.
Instead of shoving this under the mattress further than you did last time.
Exactly.
We have to deal with the trauma. We have to deal with the yuck and get it out in the open. I remember a therapist telling me a while back, throw the hairball on the table.
Yes.
No matter how disgusting it is and all the things that are in the hairball, throw it on the table anyway, because then we can do the work on the hairball. Otherwise, it just grows. It just becomes more and snarls up more of your life. And I want to go back to what you were saying about being too comfortable being functional.
Yes.
Ooh, that took my breath away, because one of my deepest fears is being complacent.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that being comfortable, being functional is to me the definition of complacency. Mm-hmm. You are okay with the broken axle in the back of the car, because the front one works okay. We'll still get there. And the air conditioning doesn't quite cool, but it does okay. And we can roll the windows down if we have to.
Exactly.
That's just, again, it's just throwing a bigger rug on top of it. It's not actually fixing anything. It's not getting you to a place where you're not just functional, you're thriving.
Exactly.
And that you can do that even with whatever it was that happened to you. You can still, it's not saying forget all about it. It's not saying get rid of it, stuff it into a box and shove it into the closet. It's not saying any of that. You're actually living alongside of it. Instead of running away from it, you're on the track with this thing. And I don't want to say companionable, because I know you've been through so many traumatic things that I don't want to belittle that at all, but I'm saying that you can live knowing that those things happened, that doesn't have to be the definition of you, number one.
Absolutely.
And second, it shouldn't be the definition of you. You exist now.
Yes.
This is now. This is what matters. I just, that's so inspiring to me to hear you say those things, because it's such a fear of mine. You know, it's something that I don't want to have happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And yet I've done it mm-hmm. plenty of times in the process of growing and evolving and doing all the things that life requires. It happens no matter what.
Yeah, I believe that embracing what happened to us, going down that rabbit hole, it helps us tremendously to make it to the other side. We don't face trauma by running from it. That is not real. We face trauma by confronting it. And yes, we do get out of our comfort zones. We do get out of that space of being functional, and something better comes out of it. Always. It never fails. It never fails, because it comes to a moment. And I my aha moment was back in 2020 when the pandemic hit, that my husband said, you know what? You need a break from massage therapy. I couldn't practice massage therapy anyway.
Right.
I mean, I came home and I was thinking, what am I going to do? Because I want to do something. I don't want to be sitting, doing nothing, watching TV. That's not who I am. And he said, why don't you take a year off? So I took a year off, and I cannot thank him enough for that, because this year off that I took, it was a year to really, really, for me to dive into healing my broken soul. I have gone through many counseling sessions, but it was sporadic. It was intermittent. It was when I was like really, really deep down the rabbit hole that the walls were closing in and closing in. It's like, oh, I need some help. And me in my comfortable mindset, I have a quick fix. This is great. I can move on with my life. See you in 5 years. That is not real. That is just wasn't the reality. But I kept on falling into this comfort zone and being functional over and over and over again. In 2020, I stayed home and I did everything online on Zoom meetings. I did counseling. I did Unleash the Power Within with the phenomenal Anthony Robbins. I read books of self-help, personal growth. But it's not until we face our trauma head on, face to face, look at ourselves in the mirror and finally say, hey, I love that person that I see. I love this human being that I see. Wow, how long it took me to face that person in the mirror and say, you know what? You are one amazing, beautiful human being. And I'm so proud of you to how far you have come ever since you were that little 8-year-old girl that lost her father tragically. You were that 9-year-old little girl that was sexually assaulted for the first time. You moved on from 47 years of silence, of shame, of self-destructive patterns, of low self-esteem, low self-worth. And now you're here, looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, I got this. I deal with the triggers. I confront the triggers and I let go because this too shall pass. And no, it's not about throwing away the bad memories and the trauma under the rug once again. It's about learning that, yes, you were there, but there is so many other people that can really get motivated, inspired. It can help them with their own triggers. It can help them understand that you don't need to do this alone, like I did. You don't need to go through 47 years of silence and trauma, untreated childhood trauma, dealing with chronic untreated mental illnesses for so long, because everything, when I was growing up as a little girl in the 70s, everything was shh. You don't talk about the dead. You're the little one. They don't understand. That is so further from the truth. Little kids, we are sponges. And I absorbed every single piece of information that it was thrown at me that I heard about. No, she's a little kid. She doesn't know. And that was a big base. I mean, that it was a rooting to my low self-esteem. The loss of my father was the rooting of trauma. Sexual assault was the rooting of self-destruction. So I had those three points that are so powerful, so sad, so devastating. And when I had my kids and I start growing up into this, I said, no, I am not going, no more. No more. Enough with that. I am not going to transmit my trauma so my kids will only learn from my trauma and move on to be broken souls like I was. Hell to the no. That is not going to be me. And that's when total transformation came. I had my daughter. Another moment of transformation came because I was learning and practicing as I went. There was no time to waste. And this is why I am talking openly about these things, because a lot of people and a lot of culture, especially here in the Americas, we have this thing that when we grow and we're the older population, so to speak, your life is done. Your life is done. You're old. There's nothing more to learn because you cannot teach an old dog a new trick. And that is not true. We are built for change. We've been changing ever since we were in the womb all the way to the moment of our passing. We are changing. And the more used we get to this fact that is irreversible, you cannot change because change is unavoidable. Change is here to stay. We don't live a life without change. So how about we pick up that beautiful tool that is called change into something better for ourselves? One thing at a time, one day at a time.
Small steps, right? Yes. Small movements. Not feeling stuck, not feeling that comfortability with everything just being okay. Absolutely. Mediocre. Exactly. I want, it doesn't have to be that I'm running full speed the whole time. Mm-hmm. It's more about just taking good steps toward the right things, eating healthy, getting good sleep, putting good things in my body. Right. Drinking good water. You know, the if nothing else, taking care of the vessel that we were given gives us the ability to weather the storms in healing and in dealing and in growing and in accepting the change. It's about being open to what is. And it's not about creating that necessarily, even though that, I like creating things. But it's not about creating that necessarily. It's about just being open. Mm-hmm. Because when you open the door, you're going to invite perspective. You're going to invite the light in. Those things are going to happen all by themselves. Mm-hmm. And I so agree with you about our society having these caveats all the time, that we right. have these criteria that are coming at us.
More, I have a teacher, this young man, very successful young man, and he comes from a lot of trauma himself. And we always learn something from someone. It doesn't matter what age they are. I love learning from little kids. I love learning from the older population. I love learning from, because we all have a lesson to learn somehow. And maybe in some instances, through somebody else's experiences. That's why we are here. My teacher will always say, and I love this, he will say, we are either in a state of growth or a state of decay. How profound that is. I absolutely love it. And it's like, wow, that is so true. And he will say, you know what happens with water when it's stale? It rots. It's undrinkable.
It has to move
in order to be healthy. Yes, absolutely. So that's a phrase that is, it really has stuck to my mind and in my heart as a state of growth instead of state of decay. And it's very similar to us being either just standing there surviving, or we are thriving. Take a pick.
Right.
Are you just going to keep on surviving and surviving and surviving like I did for so long? Was I going to be surviving or having one of the longest grief and mourning seasons that I have with my life? It was with my father, with my beloved father, because I didn't know how to grieve. I didn't have a support system. Nobody informed me.
You were a child.
I was a child. It's like, okay, am I supposed to be sad, angry? I didn't know where to go. And the one thing that I grieved the most about, which took me down a very deep rabbit hole, was anger. I was angry at my father for leaving me with my mother. And my mother went into a deep depression. She never recovered from it because she had chronic untreated mental illnesses. So some days she will be psychotic. Some other days she will be happy. It was a very confusing, unstable life that I had. She was a hoarder as well. I live in a house infested with every single kind of roach you can imagine. So that was, another add-on to my grief and anger towards my father. Is like, why did you leave me here with her? And many years later, I can say to you this, that the grieving process, it doesn't have a time frame. It can be now, it can stop for a year, it can come back, it can trigger you, it doesn't matter. Your grieving process is your process. Never compare it to someone else's loss, because it's a very different thing. We're all individuals and we all experience things in a very different way. And nowadays, I don't grieve my father anymore. I honor him. I honor him. I celebrate his life because he was a wonderful human being. And not long ago, I learned that my father had two funerals. He was so beloved in his community that he had two funerals, one in New York City, where we used to live at, and another one in Puerto Rico. And it's like, wow, he really was a very special individual on many people's life. He really left an impact behind. He really left a legacy behind. And that is something that I is like, okay, now that I am here, communicating a lot of love to the world, of the power of healing, the power of moving on, I honor my father and I celebrate my life. My life with him, which was the time it was too short. He left way too soon, but I celebrate the time that I had with him because it was dear to me. I remember him with only love and love only, and I keep on celebrating his life. He would have been 95 years old this month. And it's like, well, it's time to celebrate his birthday and say happy birthday, Papa, wherever you are. I'm glad I'm making you proud, because I know I'm making him proud throughout the ups and downs in life, definitely. And it's another beautiful way. And this is when the grief, I gotta sit, put it aside once and for all and celebrate. Celebrate the good soul that he was. Because he was full of humor, this man. I learned about humor at home. It's like, so in my world, humor and funny definitely started at home. And that's something that I celebrate all the time. Never let go of the humor. Never let go of the funny. Never let go of laughter. Because God gave us the miracle of laughter for a reason. And it's something that we should embrace every single day.
And it's universal.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, that's something that we can laugh. It doesn't matter what our language is. It doesn't matter what country we grew up in. It doesn't, none of that matters.
Exactly. Laugh,
tears, similarly. But we have that ability to cross all lines with laughter. And that is what I was going to say, is that in honoring him, you bring out him within you. I'm no longer holding all of that back. I'm not holding that back from the rest of the world, but you can carry his legacy on. You can continue to move in that direction. And I know how hard that is. I never want to think about my grief as something I have to move on from. I used to think that way when it first happened to me, that I had to move on. I had to pretend it never happened, or I had to, basically ignore my emotions about it. Mm-hmm. But to move forward, moving through it feels differently. Mm-hmm. And I like how you use that in your message too, that moving through it is more about doing the work, but also you're taking it with you. You're not saying, okay, I'm going to leave that in a suitcase 2 miles down the road, and then that's going to be the end of that. It's about growing it into something more beautiful. I think that's really, really important.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What do you see as your legacy, your mission? I know we talked about it at the beginning of the podcast episode, but what do you want our audience listening now to take with them about who you are and what you want to leave this world with?
If today was my last day, I take it from there. That's a very powerful song from a rock group called Nickelback. If today was your last day, tomorrow was too late, will you say goodbye to yesterday? Yeah, absolutely. I would. I have. It feels good. It feels good to move on. It feels good to learn the lessons and apply them in the best possible way, in the best of our ability. Mm-hmm. I really, really want to say to the audience, don't let your past define who you are. Let your past help to pave the way into the beautiful, powerful soul that you are, into the wonderful things that you will do for yourself and others in the future. And definitely, love comes first from within, and the rest will follow. That is a fact. But the most important part is, like, don't let, and I cannot say this enough, don't let your past define your future. I let that happen to me way too many times, way too repeatedly. And I was in a state of decay. And that is just not the case anymore. I'm stepping into my power. I will keep on stepping into my power. I will keep on motivating anybody, inspiring someone, helping someone with their own stories of grief and loss. Because 2/3 of every single child in this earth will have a traumatic experience by the time they reach 16 years old, whether it is the violent loss or sudden loss of a loved one, being bullied at school or by family members, or assault. I went through all three of them by the time I was 9 years old. And when I decided to take matters into my hands and stop letting that define me as a human being, this is when something much better came to my life, something much bigger than being lost in my own bubble of pity, because I was doing a lot of self-pity and it became boring, redundant, and it wasn't conducive to the human being that has always been there waiting and waiting patiently for me to come out of that bubble and say, I am me, I am here, and I am ready to leave a legacy of badassery, being a badass, being confident, being a powerhouse. Why not? Get it done. No matter what age you are, no matter what age we are, we have the power of change. And that's the legacy I want to leave. And I know that I'm working very hard and happily to make sure this happens. That is a fact, Angela. And I'm so grateful to be here with you today. This is a blessing for me.
How can we keep in touch with you? How can we connect with Wounded Healer? How can we stay in touch with Blanca?
Oh, yes, please. You can find me at my website, woundedhealer.us. And for all of our listeners today, please go to my website. I am here to help. And as a gift to all of the listeners, I want to offer all of you a complimentary 1 hour life coaching, no strings, no compromise, no judging, and purely confidential. Please contact me. Don't do it alone. I have a life coach myself, and I know exactly what does for me, which is good and better and better. So life coaching is a very powerful tool that we all should have. So yes, I am a life coach as well. So please contact me, woundedhealer.us. And I am on all social media platforms as well. I'm here to serve. I'm here to help. And remember, keep on improving your quality of life, no matter what age you are.
Don't be stuck. Don't decay. I love that. I'm so honored to know you, and I'm so glad that this joint message brought us into the same space, so that we could get to know each other better, but also to help anyone that needs it, that's listening right now, that feels desperate or that doesn't know where to go. Now they have a path, and I'm so thankful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Angela.